The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning. On AM 970. The Answer.
Happy Monday. The heat is indeed on as we begin a four-hour wall-to-wall tribute to the great Eddie Murphy and his remarkable career. This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. I'm Joe Piscopo is not here. He's still out in Las Vegas for the Star Trek convention. Frank Morano here with...
He's in California now.
Oh, he's in California now. Yeah. But you know what? If you know where Joe Piscopo is, give us a call.
Right. Because like, where is Carmen Sandiego?
Exactly. You never know where Joe will show up. So Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Now, what is he doing in California today?
I think today is the day he's shooting that pilot that he was talking about.
But the pilot takes place in a casino, right? It's called Casino
Right,
Boss.
So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he is in Reno.
Oh.
Reno or Palm Springs or something. I know because he was with Joey yesterday. He posted a picture of him and Joey and Mikey. So obviously Joey lives in Los Angeles. So he's somewhere in California. I think he's either going to be in Reno, Nevada, or he's going to be in Palm Springs at some casino taping this pilot.
Oh, great. A California casino. See, that's what threw me. I figured it was in Vegas.
No. And then he's doing some shows later in the week or whatever, but he's not going to be back until next Monday. So.
Well, that's exciting. And he's going to be in Chicago next Monday, right?
As far as I know. He's back live, but he'll be in Chicago.
Well, that is exciting. Now, speaking of excitement, you could not have picked a better time to be in Las Vegas for the Star Trek convention because, first of all, I'm seeing the photos that he's sending us. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's posting a lot of great photos publicly. And then he's sending Al and me all sorts of private photos and videos that only we'll appreciate. It's nothing inappropriate.
Right,
yes,
right.
That's going to get him in trouble or anything. But it's stuff that only really, really hardcore Star Trek fans will appreciate, including videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But...
He's got to get a new phone, though.
Those videos are terrible.
Either way they're sent over, maybe they look great on his phone, but man, they're very grainy.
You're right about that. Yeah. But of all the weeks of all the weeks to be at a Star Trek convention, Joe picked the absolute best time to be there because it was announced just a couple of days ago. I believe it was either Friday or Saturday. That shockingly, one of the most iconic characters in the history of television.
Enterprise, this is the captain.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Good to have you back, Mr. Worf.
Will be coming back to television. Jean-Luc Picard, portrayed brilliantly by Patrick Stewart on Star Trek The Next Generation, is actually going to be reprising his character about 20 years after the show. No, more than that.
Since the last movie, which was Star Trek Nemesis, which was 2003.
So 15 years since he played the character.
Right.
And I guess about 20 years since he was on television.
Correct.
As the character.
Correct.
This is incredible. I never thought, if you would have given me a thousand guesses about what big announcement was going to come out of the Star Trek convention, I would have never said. I would have thought it would be more likely that Shatner would come back as Captain Kirk.
Well, he's talked about that, Shatner, but they haven't done anything. But now, for full disclosure, though, for those Star Trek fans who think that this is this excitement, it's going to be on television. It's not. It's going to be on CBS's All Access platform, so you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, it's a streaming network.
It's a streaming network.
Well, I'm going to buy it now.
This is going to convince me here to possibly buy it, or at least sample it for a week when the episodes come out. I would wait until they all come out and then kind of binge it for a week to see if it's worth it to stay with the service. But this is really cool. So it's not going to be before his time as captain. It's going to be after the events. I'm assuming after the events of Star Trek Nemesis.
He said it's going to have to do with the next chapter of his character's life.
Right. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's still commanding a ship? Is he an ambassador? Is he whatever? It'll be interesting to see what they do to flesh the story out. And the fact that obviously they're going to have fewer restrictions now by being on a streaming service, I think it'll be kind of cool.
Now, it got me thinking, what other actors have played the same character successfully on multiple TV shows? Obviously, the best example is Frasier, right? I mean,
right.
Where you had Kelsey Grammer, who was great as Frasier Crane on Cheers, and then starred in his own series. Then you had all these spinoffs where, you know, the Jeffersons and Maude and this and that. But who has really been a star of two different TV series as the same character? Because we all remember Bob Newhart and the Newhart Show,
right,
and whatever the three different incarnations of Newhart were, but he wasn't the same character. I don't know if, other than Frasier, there's been the same character as a leading, as either the star or one of the stars on two different TV shows that pulled it off successfully. Has there been? Do you know?
Because I'm trying to think in the back of my head.
Because they tried it with Archie Bunker. They had All in the Family,
right,
with Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor.
And then Archie Bunker's Place. Right,
Archie's Place.
Right.
But that didn't really take off. That was never really successful. They tried it with Joni and Chachi on Happy Days. Again, not really successful.
After MASH?
Was
a complete bomb.
Right, exactly.
I'd
forgotten
finished
about that.
Well, it's funny because over the weekend they replayed on the Yes Network on Center Stage, they replayed Alan Alda's appearance with Michael Caine from a number of years ago. And it got me thinking because he was asking Alan Alda the question about, why did you guys end the series when you did? Because it was getting such high ratings and whatever. And Alan Alda's response was, we wanted to end on a high note. We didn't want to continue and then have the show fail. And then they come out with this aftermath, which was basically they took Sherman Potter, Father Mulcahy, and Klinger in post-war life in Ohio or something, somewhere, and it bombed. I don't even think it lasted a season.
Well, and you think with MASH, I mean, the TV series lasted something like 11 years,
yeah,
and the actual Korean War only lasted three years. So.
And think about it, though. Think about that series of how many famous people that were on that show and how they left the show at various points, and the show continued its success. You know, you had Wayne Rogers,
mm-hmm,
left,
mm-hmm,
as Trapper John. They bring in B.J. Honeycutt. He's a big success. I forgot the actor's name. It escapes me at the moment. You had Major Burns leave. You had David Ogden Stiers come in, as a replacement, and the show thrived. So it's interesting. Gary Berghoff left because he hated playing the character of Radar. His career went nowhere. Think about how many people left that show and their careers went nowhere. McLean Stevenson is the perfect example. He left on a high note, right? He goes and does the show Hello Larry on NBC, and it bombs miserably. It didn't even make a season.
Yeah, well, that is interesting.
Oh, fascinating.
But if, as Jean-Luc Picard returns to television, played by Patrick Stewart, if you could think of any other people who've played the same character successfully, not a one-off, not a cameo, and not where they were in one episode of a show and then they starred in their own show, but where they were consistently the same character, like a Frasier Crane or like they're going to do with Jean-Luc Picard, give us a call, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
Robin Williams was only on one episode.
Yeah, he was in two episodes,
right?
About two episodes.
Yeah,
I'm talking about someone that was on a regular on a show. And
I'll give you a perfect example.
Well, if you say Law and Order anything.
No, okay. No. We're missing this because she just passed away over the weekend. Charlotte Ray.
Okay, well, that's what I was gonna talk about. Charlotte Ray of The Facts of Life
was originally.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life.
Now, that is a great example, and that was the example I was waiting for a caller to mention. But I was really, really surprised to hear that Charlotte Rae passed away because I thought she was already dead, I have to tell you.
Well, 92. She had bone cancer a number of years ago.
I did not realize that she was still alive, but good for her that she was able to make it to 92. And she was great on that show. She outlived many of the I think she was the last living star of Different Strokes, although it was Willis still alive.
Willis is still alive. Yeah.
So you had, Dana Plato obviously passed away.
Right.
Gary Coleman passed away.
Right.
The gentleman that played Mr. Drummond passed away.
Conrad Bain.
Yeah, Conrad Bain. Even Alan Thicke, who sang the theme song, passed away.
She
was one of the few people who was able to stick it out. So if you can think of any other examples beyond Mrs. Garrett, Fraser Crane, and now Jean-Luc Picard, 877-970-2999. We have an interesting show for you this morning. We're going to go through all the news this hour and next hour. In fact, maybe we'll replay Joe's interview with William Shatner. He wanted us to play some highlights of recent Piscopo interviews. But coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, every day a different New York City small business closes. So we're going to be talking with David Eisenbach, who's a professor of Columbia and a longtime advocate and champion of New York City small businesses. And the biggest legal story over the last week or so has been the temporary restraining order on these printable 3D guns. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by the man that's printing those 3D guns. The man that designed the first working 3D gun, Cody Wilson, is going to be here telling us why it's so important that he fights these legal battles. And then Naftuli Moster, who is a yeshiva graduate and the founder of Young Advocates for Fair Education, he's filed a lawsuit that says, hey, look, it's not right what Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo and other authorities are doing in terms of not making the students that go to yeshivas get a basic secular education. So he's a yeshiva graduate himself, and I'm eager to get his take on all that. What were you going to say?
I got two for you. Hank in Browns Mills, who emails us constantly, Better Call Saul. The Breakaway from Breaking Bad.
Oh, he was a regular on both series?
Yeah,
I haven't seen either series.
And here's another one. It's in movies now. Obviously, it doesn't star the character, but Peter Graves from Mission Impossible. He was in two versions of the same series.
Yeah, I'm talking same actor.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to count that one. But the Breaking Bad one certainly would count. 877-970-2999. Charlie Finch, good morning.
Morning, guys. Lou Grant.
Huh? Lou Grant,
Ed Asner.
Yep.
Oh, yes,
perfect.
Of course. That is
perfect.
A good one.
For you, Frank Morano. I met with friends of Carlina Rivera, our great new councilwoman, friend of Mr. Borelli's.
Mm-hmm.
They're building that's very controversial, 21-story tech center on 14th and 2nd on the site of the old PC Richards. Carlina is already being attacked because of these small business issues. I'm supporting the building. I'm sure John Catsimatidis will also be interested in this story. So Carlina Rivera being attacked, our wonderful new Democratic liberal representative for supporting a Trumpian building on 14th Street. Will that change zoning
It's a residential building or a commercial building?
First commercial. It used to be the P.C. Richards.
Oh, well, yeah,
near
right.
The old Luchows and Kleins way back in the day for your older listeners. But this will solve a lot of the problems, including the Stuyvesant, new tech jobs in New York rather than on the coast.
Yeah, no, that's going to be interesting to watch, Charlie. Thank you. 877-970-2999. Say hello to Chris in Merrick. Hello there, Chris.
How about Laverne and Shirley?
Well, but were they a regular in two different series?
They were both on the Happy Days. I don't know if they were actually regulars.
Weren't they a regular? Didn't they date Richie and Fonzie?
Yeah, I feel like they were only in a couple episodes. You know,
they weren't in every episode.
The Lou Grant example is a good one. The Fraser Crane, obviously, Lou Grant. Those are all good ones. But I'm not going to count Laverne and Shirley. I'm not talking about somebody that was a character or appeared in one or two or three episodes and then got their own series. I'm talking about somebody like Fraser Crane that was on multiple years, like Jean-Luc Picard, Star Trek The Next Generation. He was in every single episode. And now he's going to be in every single episode as the same character 15 years after he played this character. And I don't know if there's any, I didn't know if there was any precedent for it, or at least there seems to be some precedent for it. As a Star Trek fan, I'm terribly excited. There's a lot of non-Star Trek and non-television related news. We're going to get to that all as well. You're welcome to comment. There's a lot of stuff regarding the president and Russia. We'll tell you exactly what the latest is. A whole bunch of other things as well. 877-970-2999. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Debbie Duhame is off, so we have Brandy Scott on the roadways this morning. Hello there, Brandy.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Some minor slowdowns heading eastbound on the Cross Bronx. As you head toward the Bronx River Parkway, southbound Harlem River Drive, that's stop and go. Heading toward the Triborough Bridge, Manhattan Leg was just opened not too long ago. The drawbridge is back down. LIE westbound, very heavy between the Van Wyck and Woodhaven Boulevard. At your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, no delays on either deck. Inbound Lincoln and Holland also in great shape. Alternate side in effect today, and LIRR service suspended right now between Jamaica and Penn Station eastbound. Westbound, only limited service. We had an unauthorized person on the tracks there. LIRR Ronkonkoma branch suspended between Ronkonkoma and Hicksville, both directions, because a person was struck by a train. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, hot, close to about 95 degrees. Clear skies tonight, temperatures head into the mid-70s. This report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The PCA can help. It's a national nonprofit offering more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org for more info. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. For over 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the Hide gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. Many of the game's top players, including perennial Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, and Yadi Molina, rely on Rawlings top quality leather every time they step on the diamond. Traditional Heart of the Hide leather can oftentimes be harder for a young athlete to break in, but now Rawlings is offering a new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. With 25% more factory break-in, it's game-ready off the shelf, and players can be confident knowing they have the same quality leather as the stars they aspire to be. What more could you ask for? This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, and it's great for players looking towards the next level. Check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and more. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud at 6:23. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo as Joe Piscopo is in Parts Unknown. If you're in New York today, you know, speaking about a sister that could really cook, you better do whatever you can to keep cool. I wore shorts and sandals to work today. It is sweltering out there. Not only is it going to be hot, and we'll find exactly how hot it's going to be from Joe Lundberg in a little bit, but it's going to be humid. And what that means for you, if you're going outside later, is that you really are not going to be able to sweat. So when you can't sweat, you really cannot cool down. So you are going to be not just warm today, but uncomfortable and sweltering the whole day. There is a air advisory. What do they call it, Al? What do they call those?
Heat advisory.
No, it's not. It's an air quality advisory. An air quality alert.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you have difficulty breathing, please stay indoors. And for everybody, they're encouraging you to avoid strenuous activity. I, just so I'm ready for these air quality alert days, make an effort to avoid strenuous activity every day, just so I'm prepared on these air quality alert days. Quite a bit in the news. The president, over the weekend, as he always does, would not allow a quiet news cycle to continue. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "Fake news reporting, a complete fabrication that I am concerned about the meeting my wonderful son Donald had in Trump Tower. This was a meeting to get information on an opponent. Totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. I did not know about it." Now, this is interesting for two reasons. This is interesting because this is the same President Trump who dictated a statement to the media saying the meeting was about primarily the adoption of Russian children, not campaign dirt offered by shady Russians with connections to Putin. Now, this is an interesting acknowledgement about, his own son meeting with people that with ties to Putin who had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, it's not that new. Now, you read the Daily News today, which is still in business, and they have a picture of Donald Trump as Pinocchio on its front page. But he basically made the same acknowledgement over a year ago during a press conference in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron. He said, quote, "I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting. It's called opposition research, or even research into your opponent." So he then goes on to say at the time, "Politics is not the nicest business in the world, but it's very standard where they have information and you take the information." So there's that. I mean, a lot of people are trying to make this into the smoking gun. It's not really a smoking gun. We've known this for over a year. And second, even if we've known this, it's really, there's nothing illegal about it. And I don't know that there's anything improper about it. 877-970-2999 if you think this is some bombshell that I'm somehow missing. Let us say hello. We're also talking about the incredible return announced over the weekend in Joe Piscopo's presence that Jean-Luc Picard will be coming back to television. The man who was the captain of the Enterprise D and the Enterprise E will be starring in a new television series for the CBS All Access streaming network that deals with Patrick Stewart himself as Captain Picard. The only piece of bigger news that I think for a Star Trek fan would have been if Captain Kirk would have been coming back in a new TV series. But this is in some ways more surprising.
Yeah, but how do you return him? He dies.
It's Star Trek. There's 10,000 different ways that you could. Come on. I'm shocked that you would even ask that question. Come on. Alternate timelines, cloning. Yeah, come on. Holograms with his consciousness downloaded it
to
him. Come on. And if you read his books, he has about four different ways that he comes back to life.
That's true.
He has a book called The Return where he comes back to life. It's like 10 different ways. 877. Shame on you, Al.
Sorry.
I mean, even Joe Piscopo would know not to ask that question. 877-970-2999. If you can think of some other good TV characters that were on multiple TV series, same actor, same character, multiple successful television series. Say hello to Bruce in Jersey City. Hello there, Bruce.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show you guys got this morning. Listen, I was just thinking, Mary Tyler Moore, she had her own show many years, and then she was on Lou Grant.
Was she a regular on Lou Grant, or was she just in a few episodes?
No, she was a regular, maybe not every single episode, but most every episode she worked with him.
Yeah, I remember I saw the Mary Tyler Moore show. I never really got into Lou Grant, but I will take your word for it, Bruce. Good catch, if that is one. Thank you, Bruce. Let's say hello at 877-970-2999 to Frank in Flushing. Hello there, Frank.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Frank. Lucille Ball. Here's Lucy the Lucy Show.
Yeah, so the Lucy show, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, well, that absolutely counts. Yeah, you got I Love Lucy. You got I Love Lucy, the Lucy show, and Here's Lucy. That's a good one. That's a good one. We'll count that one. Thank you very much.
I got two for you.
Let's hear them.
The show Soap and Benson, Robert Guillaume.
Oh, both good. I never watched Soap.
All right, Soap was a little controversial at the time.
Yeah.
You know, a gay character.
That was Tom Hanks?
He
was on that show?
No.
What was the show that Tom Hanks was on? Not Bosom Buddies, right?
Yeah.
Who was on Soap?
Soap was Robert Guillaume, played Benson, the butler, and he ended up going on to his own series. Benson.
Okay.
You're thinking of Billy Crystal.
I am. That's what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah. Tom Hanks was on Bosom Buddies.
Right. I did watch Bosom Buddies.
Right. The other one is The Cosby Show and A Different World with Lisa Bonet.
She was a regular on
She was a regular for a while, and then she left the show, but I think the first season she was pretty much on the show all the time.
All right,
so.
Fair enough. All right. Now, what else is happening in the world of non-television related news?
There's a lot of stuff that's going on. I mean, you have this a story that we haven't talked about yet, but a tragedy. They found a one-year-old baby in the East River.
Yeah, 8 months old, this baby.
Yeah, between 8 months and a year, they can't determine, obviously, yet. Apparently, tourists found her, and then a homeless guy was somewhere on the scene of this whole thing, and they said they were very concerned because nobody was searching for the baby. There wasn't anybody looking around for the baby. So the medical examiner will determine, how this baby died and what went on. But that is just...
We, at this point, don't know anything about who the parent or guardian of this baby was.
We do not.
It was found only in a diaper, right? No clothing
correct.
Or identifying?
Only in a diaper. And then apparently the family of a missing Bronx woman is headed to Philadelphia to identify a body they fear... a badly decomposed body found in a row house last night is that of Vilana Tavera, the 50-year-old mother of five, left her Soundview home a week ago to visit her boyfriend in Philly, had not been seen since. Police in Virginia arrested Luis Negron Martinez driving Tavera's SUV, say the 38-year-old's clothes were bloodied and that he had a gun. Negron Martinez has been charged with grand larceny and criminal possession of a weapon. He's being held without bail, but they don't know if he is the person that actually killed this woman.
So, boy.
A lot of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. It was an interesting weekend in terms of a lot of bizarre crimes. It could be worse, though. We could be in Chicago, where over the weekend, I thought this was a misprint when I read it. In 7 hours in Chicago, 40 people were shot. So starting about midnight on Saturday, 40 people were shot in the city of Chicago. Only four died, thankfully. But in a period of less than 7 hours, these gunmen, believed to be associated with some gangs, targeted groups at a block party after a funeral on a front porch and in other gatherings. So imagine that. After the funeral, let's check out a block party and go shoot some people on some porches. It is a bad
terrible
situation there in Chicago.
Terrible. Another one. Friends, the show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
There was the spinoff Joey for two seasons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wasn't really a successful
show. No, but it still, he played the character for two seasons.
Yeah, but I'm talking
that
about like a good run, like a Frasier-style run.
Okay.
I'm not going to count Joey as a successful Frasier-style, right?
Fine.
All right. And this week, the Iowa State Fair opens on Thursday, but which is not that big of a deal for you generally, but it is because that's where, if you are running for president in 2020, everybody is going to be there. So you can bet there's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if Bill de Blasio finds a way to get there, because every possible prospective Democratic presidential candidate is going to be in Iowa for the state fair. That's become one of these must attend events if you're running for president and you're going to participate in the Iowa caucuses, or as I call them, the Hawkeye Caucus. 877-970-2999.
Don't go to Bruce, because he's going to...
That's the same Bruce who was on
Bruce
before. Okay, no.
Bruce, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. But Tony Danza was in two different shows.
Yeah, well, more than two.
Right, but I'm saying his character in Who's the Boss and his character in Taxi were two separate characters.
Yeah,
so
and Tony on Hudson Street as well. You can't forget Tony on Hudson Street. He was great on that show as well.
But
yes, that's
not
true.
Not the same.
Yeah. All right, so we have a lot of stuff to get to this morning. There is a lot of controversy involved. And the big story is the heat. If you're a New Yorker today, you have to find a way to keep cool.
By the way, a couple of things in history today, real quick, if you want to discuss them. On this date in 1890, the electric chair was first used in a prison in Auburn, New York, to execute convicted axe murderer William Kemmler. In 1945, at 8:15 Eastern, the United States, B-29, the Enola Gay, dropped the atomic bomb named Little Boy on Hiroshima, Japan.
That was today.
Well, that was today, and that is what historians call the start to the end of World War II. Obviously, Germany had surrendered 2 months before, but this is the historians are saying that this is the moment that World War II was beginning its ending. And also, on this same day, the navigator of the Enola Gay committed suicide. Depressed over the coverage given to the 40th anniversary of the event, which had killed so many innocent people, he ended up taking his own life.
Wow, that is
pretty wild.
Absolutely.
If you want to lighten it up, today in 1986, Timothy Dalton became the fourth actor to play James Bond.
I enjoyed him in The Living Daylights. He was quite good in that film. And License to Kill, both of those. All right, 877-970-2999 if you want to comment on anything we are discussing. But first, here is Al Gattulo with all of the latest news that's fit to read.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
78 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cynthia Nixon getting the top spot on the New York Democratic primary ballot. The Sex and the City actress's name will come before Governor Cuomo's name based on a random draw by the Board of Elections. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Cuomo's running mate, will appear first, followed by her primary challenger, Brooklyn City Councilman Jumaane Williams, the primary set for September 13th. A Long Island man facing murder charges after police say he shot and killed his co-worker. It started Friday at a Citgo gas station in Glenhead. 71-year-old Lawrence Grammer and 35-year-old Bashir Ward got into an argument while at work. On Saturday, the two once again started going at it. Grammer allegedly got a gun out of his car and shot Ward, who died from his injuries. 71-year-old had previously been convicted of rape, is now looking at second-degree murder and first-degree criminal use of firearm charges. And police in Philadelphia have reported finding the body of a missing Bronx woman. ABC TV says police in Philadelphia discovered the body of a woman Sunday that's believed to be that of Vanella Tavera. Tavera had not been in contact with her family since leaving on a trip to Philadelphia on July 28th. A 50-year-old's SUV was found in Fairfax County, Virginia last week. A man in the vehicle was arrested. Police say he knows Tavera. No word on a possible cause of death. And in sports, the Yankees blew a 3-run lead in the ninth inning, lost 5-4 against the Red Sox in 10 innings. Bombers swept in the 4-game set, have lost 5 in a row overall, and are now 9.5 games back in the AL East. Mets also lost in 10 innings to the Braves by the same 5-4 score. Stuck in traffic? Brandi Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. Picking up some volume heading westbound on the Cross Bronx. It's a slow ride between Westchester Ave and the Sheridan. Bruckner also busy as you approach the Sheridan. You'll see delays starting there from the Bronx River Parkway. Deegan southbound, that's got you stop and go between 3rd Ave and the Triborough Bridge. We've got some delays getting across the span of the Whitestone Bridge heading Queensbound. Throgs Neck Bridge still in great shape. Westbound LIE, that's jammed right now between Casino Boulevard and Queens Boulevard. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, looking like 10 minutes for the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 5 minutes. Inbound Lincoln running at 15. Inbound Holland 5 to 10. Alternate side in effect. LIRR Ronkonkoma Branch westbound still suspended between Ronkonkoma and Hicksville because of an unauthorized person on the tracks. Eastbound service just restored, and LIRR service suspended between Jamaica and Penn Station heading eastbound. Westbound, we've got limited service right now. Another person struck on the tracks. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, hot close to 95. Clear skies tonight, down into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options, and for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Legend batteries come with a $15 rebate by mail. Their long-lasting durability stands up to extreme conditions. So even on scorching days, it'll puff its chest out and be all like, hey, summer heat, find another car battery to drain. Napa Legend batteries with $15 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Eric Metaxas,
a show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe off again this week for today. Al Gattullo and I, Frank Moreno, are carrying you through until 10 o'clock. We're not sticking with the heat-themed songs anymore. So many great heat songs. You got you know, Summer in the City. You got Heat Wave. Then you got Tropical Heat Wave.
Predictable.
I know, but people love heat songs. They feel like you're soldiering with them. Now, it's a big, big news day. The Manafort trial is going to be continuing today. I believe this is day 5 of the Manafort trial. Manafort, of course, Paul Manafort. We spoke with his former partner, Roger Stone, on Friday. If you didn't have a chance to go back to listen to that interview, I would suggest you go back and listen to the podcast, because Roger had just some incredible insight into everything his former partner's doing, from what he's charged with to why he's wearing $15,000 ostrich suits. But now, Judge Ellis, I like this guy. This guy seems like kind of a quirky judge. He's my kind of judge. He was trying to be kind with everybody with a 1 o'clock start time for today, the Manafort trial. So he said, you may play or sleep until then. That's what he told the lawyers when they left last week. So the case is going to continue today with Manafort's lawyers doing their cross-examination of Manafort's former accountant, Cindy LaPorta. Now, the accountant testified Friday that she thought Manafort's taxes had false information in them when she was filing them, and she believes that she may have committed a crime, and she said that she very much regrets that. So she's the first witness to be testifying in the trial under immunity, which the Mueller prosecutors brought up in their direct questioning. But the defense attorneys have also signaled in court that they'll be bringing up those conditions too, meaning would she have testified if not being given immunity? Probably not. So we don't know who the Mueller team is going to call next. After the accountant, the accountant, they haven't said so. They haven't told the judge. They haven't told the public. But she is. There's a list of 35 potential witnesses that Mueller's team provided that they may call, and she's just one. So we could hear 34 more witnesses possibly. So this trial could go on for a long, long time. 877-970-2999. The big news, of course, is the announcement that Patrick Stewart will be reprising his role as Captain Picard in a new Star Trek TV series for the CBS streaming network. Star Trek The Next Generation was on air from 1987 till about 1994, and now he's bringing back that same character. Ironically, that announcement's made the same weekend that Charlotte Ray, who was the house mother on Facts of Life and the housekeeper on Different Strokes, passed away at the age of 92. So it's got us thinking, who have been some successful actors who've played the same character consistently, successfully, on multiple TV shows? The best example, clearly, is Frasier Crane, played by Kelsey Grammer. A lot of other people have mentioned a few other pretty good examples, but I'm not talking about someone that was in one episode and then went on to star in their own spinoff series. No, I'm talking about somebody that starred in a non-Law & Order titled show and then went on to star as the same character in a different show. 877-970-2999. Kathleen is in Westchester. Hello there, Kathleen.
Hey, Frank, how about Gomer Pyle?
Gomer Pyle, that is a good one. That is a good one, and I guess the same could be said of Barney Fife. Didn't Barney Fife get his own show for a time?
Yeah, for a
Mayberry
time.
RFD?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so that's a good one, Kathleen. Thank you. David in Chester, New Jersey. Hello there, David. What an unfortunate name for a town.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I thought I'd mention, God bless him, the late Robert Urich. He was in Vegas back in the 70s and Spencer for Hire, and if memory serves, I believe he was also on a third show in a boatload of miniseries.
Yeah, but he didn't play the same character
at
all.
I'm sorry, guys. I missed that part.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, right. David. Oh, that's all right. Ralph in New Jersey. Hello there.
Yeah, that's the name Jackie Gleason qualify here because I admire the show Honeymooner. And by the way, thank you Port Authority for setting up that statue. Every time I go to New York and I pass by there, I say, hi, Ralph. And then when I come back to Jersey, I say, goodbye, Ralph.
Fair enough, Ralph. On that note, we will say goodbye, Ralph. Yeah, Jackie Gleason, he played Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners, but then he did it in sketches on the Jackie Gleason show. I can understand why you might want to.
There's a couple here. I don't know if they qualify. The series Dukes of Hazzard. Okay, the character who played Enos had his own spinoff. Enos, he became a policeman in L.A. I think it only lasted about a season or two, and then I think he came back to the Dukes of Hazzard. Three's Company. You had the Ropers was the spinoff there.
Right, that was a fairly successful show.
Yeah,
I guess
it was
on
for a couple seasons. I don't know if this counts. The $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman.
Yeah. I'm not
she was in a couple of episodes and then
couple
got her
episodes.
Own series.
I'm talking about somebody that was a regular.
Yeah, but she got her own series based on the popularity of her character. Because don't forget.
Well, that happens all the time.
But in the episode that she was in, the $6 Million Man, she died. And they had to bring her back to life to make the series.
All right. And non-television related news. There is a great deal going on with respect to Americans' personal finance. The front page of today's New York Times headline, bankruptcy booms among older Americans as safety net phrase. Now, this is interesting because we've all been hearing about how great the economy is doing, and in many respects it is, but there's a few areas that are really struggling. Obviously, we always talk about retail. We always talk about the debt bomb that both corporations and governments are wrestling with. But this is a fascinating, fascinating story about a rapidly growing share of older Americans who are, at a time when they should be retiring, they're declaring bankruptcy. So we're seeing vanishing pensions, soaring medical expenses, inadequate savings, and this has been building up for years. So the rate of people 65 and older filing for bankruptcy is, listen to this, three times what it was in 1991, according to this new study. This is huge. Now, according to this study, this three-decade shift of financial risk from government employers to individuals who are bearing an ever greater responsibility for their own financial well-being, as you know, all sorts of other things that they thought they could rely on, like pensions and 401ks, aren't necessarily there. So I'm curious if you fit into this category. If you are an older American and you thought that you were going to be, I don't know about living on Easy Street, but coasting on your defined benefit pension, on your 401k savings plan, and now all of a sudden, because of whatever, declining incomes, rising medical expenses, everything else, you're now forced to file for bankruptcy. Ultimately, I know if you're under the age of 65, you might be saying, what do I care about this? Ultimately, this is something we should all care about because there's no way that this country is going to allow people that are senior citizens to live in pandemic poverty. It will not happen. And if this continues, this could spell big trouble for everybody. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because my wife and I were having this discussion with friends over the weekend about retirement and what we're going to do. And, you know, my wife and I both agreed, we cannot afford to live in New Jersey if we retire. Couldn't afford to live in New York. Couldn't afford. I told her, I said, we're going to have to find a place that is cheaper and probably warmer. I mean, we're probably going to have to move south when we retire, because I see what my mother is going
through.
Well,
on a day like today, you're not looking for a warmer state to live in, right?
But
looking for Alaska.
True.
Alaska.
Right. That's true. But you know what? Alaska doesn't seem like a bad option.
Well, they pay you to live there.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I see what my mother is going through at the age of 80. And how she had saved her money for all these years, and she has her Social Security, and she lives on a fixed income. But she's having a difficult time. My in-laws are moving to Pennsylvania because they simply cannot afford to live here anymore in New Jersey. They have to move to Pennsylvania because it's cheaper. It has become cost prohibitive to live in a big city when you retire. You simply cannot afford it.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And we gotta run. But and people can call in if they want, 877-970-2999. We're talking about how bankruptcy is now booming among older Americans, three times what it was in 1991. Now, the only reason it's on the front page of the New York Times is because somehow they can blame Donald Trump for this and make the case for broadening the social safety net and social welfare spending. But this study is from a reputable group, the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, and it explains that older people whose finances have been precarious have fewer and fewer places to turn. But to Al's point about New Jersey not being a great state for retirees, and more retirees leaving New York and New Jersey for greener pastures, both in terms of finance and literal pastures, that is one of the reasons. We got into this a little bit on Thursday with Steve Adubato, that very, very popular guest co-host of the show on Thursday. That is one of the reasons that New York and New Jersey send so much more to Washington than they get back in taxes, because so much of what the federal government ends up spending is on things like Social Security and Medicare. So when you have retirees moving to places like Florida, South Carolina, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, that it's only natural that that's where the tax dollars are going to flow. So when everyone talks about how New York and New Jersey are donor states, they send so much more to Washington than they get back, that's true. But it's not as if these people are sitting there in Washington and say, ooh, let's see how we can screw New York and New Jersey. No, it's because these states that we live in have created such a difficult economic climate for retirees. So when it comes time to dole out retirement spending, Social Security, Medicare spending, it goes to the places that those folks have moved. 877-970-2999. Brandy Scott is on the roads with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got some delays heading westbound on the Cross Bronx. You're stop and go between White Plains Road and 3rd Ave. Southbound Deegan, that's heavy right now between 3rd Ave and the Triborough Bridge. Southbound Harlem River Drive, also a slow go. 5th Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Whitestone Bridge needs some extra time on the span there as you make your way Queensbound. LIE, that's packed on the westbound side. Casino Boulevard to Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck, that has you busy right now. Rockaway Boulevard to Hillside Ave heading northbound. 495 in New Jersey, the right lane is out with a stall eastbound right by Route 3. And at your Hudson River crossings heading inbound at the George upper level, it's a 20-minute wait. Lower level, we've got a stall on the span that has the right lane blocked underneath the apartments, about 15 to 20 minutes there. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 20. Inbound Holland, also 20. Alternate side in effect. LIRR Ronkonkoma branch westbound suspended currently between Ronkonkoma and Hicksville. We had an unauthorized person on the track. Should be restored soon. Eastbound service back up and running, and LIRR service suspended between Jamaica and Penn Station heading eastbound. Westbound, we've got limited service right now. Another unauthorized person on the tracks. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brady Scott on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet
train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year. And over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 93. It'll feel much hotter. We have a heat advisory in effect through 8 p.m. Tuesday and an air quality alert for high levels of ozone Monday afternoon and evening. It'll be hazy, warm, and humid tonight, low 76. Tomorrow, still hot and humid, sun and building clouds with high near 90. On Wednesday, times of clouds and sunshine, very warm and humid. A thunderstorm or two late in the day or at night with a high of 88. And Thursday, mostly sunny, still very warm and humid with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Tremont on AM 970, The Answer.
Now listen, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, it could be because of the heat, but it also could be because of your pillow. I've got great news for you. Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of MyPillow, back with his most popular offer. You buy one premium MyPillow, you get the second premium MyPillow for free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is fantastic. It never goes flat, stays cool throughout the night, and you can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. I have the pillow. My wife's got one. We've got the mattress, the sheets. MyPillow is fantastic, and it's also backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. Now you can buy one premium MyPillow, get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. How do you get it? Simple. Call 1-800-651-0798, use the promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure you use that promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-651-0798, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
A couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, it's the Piscopo in the Morning program. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattullo, who promises more heat-themed songs next hour. Jay Sekulow. We're going to try and pry you away from the controls so that we can play the heat-themed music that the audience really deserves. Jay Sekulow is terrific on our station at night, every night at 6 p.m. right after Kevin McCullough. He also happens to be one of President Trump's lawyers, and he was on ABC's This Week program yesterday, and he was asked if there was any evidence of collusion in the Russian investigation.
There has been no evidence put forward by anyone at this point that we've seen, and we've seen 1.4 million documents. We provided 32 witness interviews of any type of collusion on behalf of the president and the Russians.
So as we go into next hour, I'm a little rushed out at this point. I whether it's Adam Schiff talking about Russia, whether
vodka?
It's I'm not. The vodka I can still deal with, but it's the Russia probe.
Don't spend on you.
Exactly. So I am curious at the news this weekend out of President Trump's tweet yesterday, saying that this meeting that took place at Trump Tower with his son Donald Jr. and some folks very closely tied with Vladimir Putin. The president acknowledged yesterday that this was an attempt to get opposition research. Now, this is different than the statement that he dictated and was put out that this was a meeting that took place about Russian adoption. So now, look, I'm a Trump supporter, but I got to tell you, I'm a little irked that the president intentionally put out a misleading statement initially. I'm curious whether you supported Donald Trump or not. Does that bother you that the president put out a statement that apparently is not true? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Stay cool today. That's the most important thing that we can stress to you. A whole lot more news. We're going to get into it next hour. Hey, don't look now. There are more Iran sanctions coming. But first, here's Al Vitullo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.